but I'm saved by grace. When I reach that city, the gates swing open wide. Oh, I'm gonna sing redemption story of how he brought me from the other side. When I reach that city, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption story of how he brought me from the other side. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve.
Saved by grace is not what I deserved, but I'm saved by grace. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just plain wonderful? I love every thought of it. I love the truth of it. I'm saved by grace. I'm in the blessed book of life. Hallelujah. And I'm his. I belong to him. I am proud of the grace of God in my life. I don't know of anything I love more than the grace of God in my life. He has been good to me. He has been good to me. And I love him with all of his grace and goodness. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a broadcast today. Our telecast, whichever you are listening to. Remember, here's the subject. It's almost time to crown Jesus Christ King of this world. It's almost time to crown Jesus Christ King of this world. King of kings and Lord of lords. We're going to go to the book of Revelation 19. We'll go back a little bit to the book of Luke. We'll go into the book of 1 Timothy, and we'll see that Jesus came to become a king. He came to become a king. Now, he is already the king of the church. He's the king of the spiritual world. He's the king in the heavens, and he will be the king on this earth and in this world very, very soon. Now, I don't know whether you understand all of this or not, but I want to tell you something. When you began to read in this Bible about Jesus being the king of this whole world, it changes everything. I mean, you look around today and you see there's so many things that would be our king, would reign over us and rule over us, and they all will fail. They'll all fall by the wayside. They cannot survive. They literally cannot survive. It is the kingdom of Jesus Christ that will survive. Let's begin by going in our Bible to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, okay? We'll go back to chapter 17. Three different times in the Bible, Jesus is spoken of as the King of Kings. Now, there are other times he's spoken of as coming to be a king. Even Herod asked him, was he a king? And he said, for that reason, I was born. Jesus said that. For that reason, I was born. Well, that's why he was born, my friend, and he will soon be the king of this universe. He will soon be the king of this universe. And we, the saints of the living God, will reign with him. Let me ask you something. Are you living for this world? Are you living for the eternal world? Temporal or eternal? You're making a choice every day. The temporal world, only very, very short period of time, or the eternal word for eternity, world for eternity. Which one are you living for? If you're living for this world, if you're worldly, you're living a worldly life, and all your time is caught up in this world, then your world is temporary. It'll last a little while. You may even have a few pleasures, but they're temporary pleasures. But the eternal kingdom is for eternity, and we will reign with him forever. Well, let me take you in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's turn, if we might, to Revelation 19 and verse 8. Well, let's start with verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice. Are you rejoicing today? The new world. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year. Are you going to enjoy this year as a temporary enjoyment on this earth, as you are then living for the eternal kingdom where you will rejoice and live forever? Oh, what a day. What a day. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now, you think about him getting the kingdom ready and getting the city of New Jerusalem ready. Well, that's all finished. The one thing that isn't finished is much of the church world is not ready, is not prepared. He said very clearly, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now, you can't make yourself ready by yourself, but with his grace, grace and your surrender, you can make yourself ready. You're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. But you will be ready to reign with him because not only grace, yes, grace is part of that. You can't live this Christian life without grace. But by grace and surrender, you must yield to that grace. You must desire that grace. It must be the desire of your heart. And he, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Notice the linen. Notice the purity. Notice the righteousness here of that crowd ready to reign with him and be part of his bride. Oh, what a day that's going to be. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints. Not just his righteousness, but his righteousness in us. Not just us without his righteousness, but his righteousness in us. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. For the fine linen is the, and he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren and have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Worship God for the Spirit. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And his eyes was a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. That's the saints. That's the saints upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Listen now, you got to hear these last two verses. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, at the marriage supper, he will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this verse is immediately after the marriage supper. For as soon as the marriage supper is finished, he mounts his white stallion. The great saints of God that he's invited with him, they mount their white stallions, and they leave the portals of heaven, the place of their wondrous celebration where the marriage supper has been conducted, and they leave it, and they head for this earth. Why are they coming back to the earth? To set up his kingdom. Because he's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's going to reign on this earth 1,000 years before eternity begins. Before the new heaven and the new earth is revealed. And before the heavenly Jerusalem descends from God out of heaven and comes down here to this earth. My friend, The things awaiting us are indescribable. And if you're living for this world, I just really hurt for you. I really do. I hurt for you. If I knew how to convince you to quit living for this world in a worldly life, I would do everything in my power to do it. Because I care about every one of you. Now, let me give you seven things. This is why he said he would come. Because he's going to set up his kingdom on this earth. This is why he came to start with, to redeem us and to get us ready so that he could come back and set up his kingdom. and reign on this earth. He's going to be crowned the King of Kings. It won't be Obama. And it won't be Putin, and it won't be nobody in Tehran, and it won't be nobody else anywhere on the face of this earth. These are all false potentates. They will be brought to their end when the great King of Kings sets up his kingdom to reign on this earth. So that's why he came. Do you understand that? He came to be a king. He said that to Pilate. That's why I came, he said. I'll read that to you in a moment. I love that. The world's rebellion is temporary, soon to end. The world's rebellion is temporary, soon to end. I've got so many people I love. They live for this world. I've got a grandson who's about to become a professor at UNCC. He's a smart little fella. He is a precious young man. I mean, he's always been tender and gentle. But somehow, the educational world has got his mind set on the temporary world. And now, I'm trying to turn him to think eternal. To think eternal. The world's rebellion is just temporary. Do you understand that? It's going to be over soon. Living for the world is an empty life. I don't care how much you think you're enjoying it. It's only an empty kind of enjoyment. It will not last long. And I've got people who say about me the same thing they said about Paul, that I'm an old blabbler. Well, I'm a babbler, I guess you would call me. That's what they call Paul in the book of Acts chapter 17, and I don't mind. I'm going to declare it and proclaim it and scream it, anything I can do. I was in Danville yesterday morning, come out of a place where we had breakfast, and there stood a gentleman, a Christian gentleman, and I witnessed to him, and he got happy, and he had a crowd of folks with him, and right in front of that big old IHOP restaurant, we had a shout going. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. The kingdom of God is wonderful. It's a wonderful life. It's full of joy. Satan is the god of this world. And did you know, if you're living for the world, Satan is your god? He's the god of this world. Anybody living for the world, Satan is your god. You say, I don't claim him as my God. You don't have to. He's claimed himself as your god. And when you love the world, you love the god of this world. You don't know it. You think you're serving yourself. It's just all independent kind of thinking. But I'm here to tell you, it's all empty. It's empty. Satan is the god of this world. All your treasures of the world are wasted. Every treasure you have of this world is wasted. It'll be over shortly. When you leave, you don't take anything with you. Have you ever seen a hearse going down the road with a U-Haul truck behind it? I want to say that again. Have you ever seen a hearse going down the road with a U-Haul truck behind it, with a trailer hooked to it? No, there's nothing. You don't take nothing with you, not even the clothes you got on. You just face God as an empty person. If you've not lived for Christ, it is an empty life. All your treasures of this world are wasted. Why is the world falling apart? I'll tell you why it's falling apart. Because it's only a system that the world with Satan's hand has created, and it's all empty and is soon to pass away. Now, the world is being prepared for the true king. All the judgments, all the crazy stuff, all the insanity, all the mouthing of Obama and Putin and all the rest of those potentates, it's just empty talk. They think they're living. Obama over there in Hawaii spending our tax dollars by the millions, and he's living it up, but it's all temporary. I mean, it won't last long. He'll spend our dollars and our money, and then he'll come back, and he's going to start some other executive orders to try to bring you under his big old thumb. But all of it's going to fail. Every bit of it's going to crash in. I mean, it just can't last. Did you hear me? It can't last. No, don't be afraid. Live for Jesus and shout hallelujah. Woo! We were shouting hallelujah in front of the IHOP in Danville yesterday. Hallelujah is almost over. We're fixing to crown the Lord Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, you can tell I'm a happy man today. I'm getting ready for 2016 to be a victorious year. I believe this is going to be my year to see more miracles than I've ever seen in my Christian walk. ever in my ministry. I just put up a post on Facebook today telling people that Jesus has suffered for your divine healing. And miracles and wonders are available to every believing person out there. If you believe God, you can be healed. You say only a certain people are healed. Oh, that's not true. God is no respecter of person. Don't let anybody tell you you can't be healed. If you'll believe God, you can be healed. He would be delighted to heal you, that he might be glorified in your life, that he might be magnified in your life, and that you might be his in a mighty and special way. Well, we're talking about the crowning of Jesus Christ, King of Kings. I'm here to tell you it's at the door. The hour is right before us. All we got to have is the rapture. And the rapture will occur. The saints will soar up through the stratosphere to meet Jesus Christ. And there we'll have a 7-year celebration of the marriage supper. And at the end of that marriage supper, we will crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's us, the saints, that crown him King of Kings. Did you know that? It's us, the saints, that crown him King of Kings. It really is. We, the saints, will crown him King of Kings. Do you want to be there? How many of you would raise your hand out there and say, I want to be there? When we crown Jesus Christ King of Kings and Lord of Lords, do you want to be? How bad do you want to be there? Do you want to be there enough to give up the world and to turn your life completely over to Christ? And to submerge yourself in the life of this Holy Bible and live in a life of faith, a life of the greatest joy in the world. I wouldn't trade what I've had with Christ for nothing the world offers. I just don't care anything about it. The more I watch people go the way of the world, the less I care about the world. The more I see how empty it is. I see these pleasures, they last a little while and sickness comes or disaster comes. See, when you serve the devil, he is not an easy taskmaster. The devil is a horrible taskmaster. When you serve him, he's out to destroy you. All the devil wants is to see you in hell. All the devil wants is to see you go down the tube into the pit of eternal judgment. That's all he wants. That's all he's after. Your destruction. But Jesus is out to give you life and give it to you more eternally and more wonderfully. Well, let me take you to Luke. I'm opening the lines because I want you to call 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You got that? 704-391-0588. Now, toll free. Anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-33-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. I like that. 1-800-33-TRUTH. That's 338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. Now, email is open, and I'll take your emails, and I'll answer those as I have time. I want to hear from you. We've got exciting things to talk about. The lines are now wide open. I've got good ladies standing by to take your calls. My wonderful wife helps me every Saturday. She can't stand not to be here. She's a little under the weather with this old bug that's going around, but she's here to help me because she cares. She's my joy. She's my joy on this earth. I bless you now. Call us quickly. Email us as it pleases you. But let me take you to the book of Luke. I really want to read this that is said about him. And this is beautiful to me. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, let's make sure that I'm in the right chapter there. Chapter 1, yes, and verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Now this is an angel talking to Mary. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. There's an attack on the name of Jesus today by the devil. There's an attack on the name of Jesus. Some are saying to call him Jesus is like saying the old pagan god Zeus. Well, that's a lie from the devil. I want you to know. The word Jesus is in our wonderful Bible over 800 times. And if you'll go and look at the word Yeshua, which was his Hebrew name, you'll find the word in the Hebrew almost spelled exactly like Jesus. I-S-O-U-S. Well, there's an extra letter in there. Plus the I had been changed to J by the Latins. And it's the same word in the Hebrew, in the Greek that came from the Hebrew to Yeshua. And so anybody who says that Jesus is not his right name is a illiterate person biblically. They're illiterate person as far as words and languages are concerned. They've never been into the etymological studies of words, or they would know that the name Jesus is perfectly the rendering of the word Yahshua. And so our word is Jesus. And in that name, there is marvelous victory. There is marvelous victory. Now, I don't know how many of these people there are. I know some of them are over in Gastonia. The ones I encountered are very dogmatic and bullheaded and lost. Really lost. And that's the sad thing about it. Now, let me read again. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Have you read that recently? Did you know that is in the Christmas story? And God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. In other words, he'll rule the world. And he will. He will be the king of the world, the king of kings, and the Lord of lords. And that's part of what the angel said to Mary before she conceived in her womb, as the angel gave her the promise of bearing the Messiah in her womb, called his name Jesus. Clearly Jesus in the original Hebrew and in the original Greek. It's wonderful when you realize all of this and know how true indeed it is. Now, that was the promise that was given. And then let me take you over here to First Timothy, where it speaks again of him. The Bible is such a marvelous book, and I love to get right in the middle of it. I live in it. I love it beyond measure. I really do. 1 Timothy 6:15, let me read it to you. Which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. Which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now that's in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15. Now, I'm just giving you a little Bible study here to show you that in his time he shall be crowned King of kings and Lord of lords, and the only potentate. There won't be no Putins, and there won't be no Obamas, and there won't be none of the other dictatorial. I mean, what's all the words you can say for people today who rule different parts of the world? They just want their way above everything, and none have been greater than Barack Obama to determine he will rule us with his thumb or have the last effort. And I don't know exactly when God's going to judge him, but I know his judgment is coming, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly, and I think we're going to get to see it. I really do. If Jesus tarries any little distance of time, we're going to get to see it, because it's all coming, and Jesus will be crowned King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, let's get you on the lines, okay? 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Let me go here to my email, because I want you involved with me on the email, okay? You are very important to me, very, very important. Have you here, and let me turn some here where I can, well, I don't need that on. I hear me. That's, boy, I ought to know. I hear me. Let's get the email. Here we are. Now, we're ready for you. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. We are at the hour, right at the hour, just waiting just for a couple little events. The rapture, the 7-year tribulation period, which will be part of the same, which will be the same time, really, as the great marriage supper's going on. And then we come back and after we crown him King of Kings at the marriage supper. So Jesus is soon to be crowned King of Kings. Are you excited? How many want to be there? Do you really want to be there? Grab your phone if you want to be there. Let me hear from you. I'd like a few just testimonies. I'd like to have any question you have. Any question you have. How close are we? What must happen? You know, any kind of thing you want to ask me, I'll do my best to help you, because I want to help my audience get ready to be part of crowning Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. The number to call is 704-391-0588. Grab your phones, will you? Grab your phones quickly. I want you involved. I want you on the lines. I want you part of this. I want you part of this program. I want you part of this program. So grab the phones quickly and call us, and let's get you helping us and talking to us, and I will do my best to answer your question, okay? Grab a phone, and you, if you don't understand this, I really do want to help you understand it. See, so much of the world has never heard this kind of preaching. So much of the world, they never give you anything out of the book of Revelation. I am amazed at that. I really am. I am amazed at that. There's nothing more wonderful than the joys and the graces of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you are on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I? Well, let's see here. Here you are on the air. May I help you, please? I'm waiting on you. Are you there?
Invalid entry.
Are you? All right, so you're not on. Whoever it was, I guess, left me. I'm sorry for that. Call back, please. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. Well, my phone's not acting right here again, and that's happened another time on a Saturday. Let me see if I can get it straight here. I'm amazed sometimes at how things can just mess up, and you try to straighten them out. And twice now during the program, I've had something to happen to my phone that would mess things up, and I do not know how to clear it. It doesn't give me somewhere to clear it that I can think of. I'm trying to figure that out, so you forgive me, okay? Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'm trying to figure out this thing and get it working right, and I'm not doing very good at it, okay? Call me quickly, 704-391-0588. I want to hear your call. I want to be a blessing to you. You are important to me, very much so. And so taking you to the phones and answering your questions is what I love doing. I really do. And I will do my best. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers.
Yes.
The film is coming to a stop, like if you put it on pause, and it's happened three times, and it stays frozen for a minute or two.
Are you talking? Well, you probably have a situation where your streaming has to build itself back up. I don't think it's from this end. I think it's on that end. I don't know that's true, but I would say that's what it is, because here, it means it's going perfect. It's going fine. So I think it's your computer having to reboot itself.
Okay. I want to be there when we crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Is that not going to be a glorious moment?
I wonder how tall Jesus is. Do you know? Is he tall?
No. He's probably 6'8".
No. Really? How tall was Saul?
He won't be no different from a regular human. He was just a Jewish man.
Yeah, Saul was way above the crowd. He was very tall.
Well, I've never read that, so I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Who cares? Who cares how tall he is? I just want to see him in all of his glory.
Well, of course, that's what we want to be.
That's what we're looking forward to. I love you.
I love you, too.
You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I'm calling for some prayer today.
You're calling from where?
For prayer.
All right. What is your question, my dear sister?
Well, brother, I've believed a lie for many years of my life, and I believe that I've been under attack by Satan spiritually for a long time, and I haven't been able to break the stronghold, and I was just calling for some prayer.
Well, you know, the strongholds are broken by the power of prayer. Let me ask you to call me back about 15 minutes after 2, after the top of the hour, and I will pray with you, and we'll take this thing to God. And if you will surrender everything to Christ, He will break the stronghold. I mean, so many people live under the stronghold because they don't live a surrendered life. They don't live in the Bible. They don't wait on God in prayer and a devoted life. Everything about the enemy is broken when we live a life full of the Spirit and full of Christ. And so I'll do my best to help you. I'll give you some advice. I'll listen to you a minute, tell you what I think you need to do, and I'll be glad to help you.
Thank you. I'll call you back.
All right. And I want to tell you, absolutely, there is no such thing as being bound by Satan and cannot get loose. Every person listening to me can have victory in Jesus Christ because it's yours by faith.
I believe it, brother.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, call us quickly. We are here to be a blessing to you. Every one of you, we're here to be a blessing to you. You are important to us, and we will do anything in our power to help you walk this faith life, help you live this faith life. It's a life of faith. It really is a life of faith. And I'm having trouble with these lines today. I don't know why, but I'll get them straight. By the grace of God, let me try my best to help you. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I want to be there.
Yeah, I want to be there, too. Great day.
Amen.
How long have you been living a Christian life?
About 30-some years.
30-some years. That is wonderful, sir. And may God's grace be with you. I'll meet you there, okay?
Yes, sir.
What's your first name?
James.
James. All right, mine is Joseph. You make sure when you get there, you'll recognize me because you've probably seen me on these screens. And so you come run and tell me I'm the James that called you on January the 2nd, 2016.
I've called you before. I listen every Saturday.
I am delighted. I love you, brother.
I wish you would have an open line Saturday.
An open line? This is open line.
I mean, you can talk about anything.
Why, sure. What's on your heart?
Oh, okay. I'm not prepared right now.
All right. Well, I'm always open line, though. If you've got something you need to learn about, sometimes I will say, no, let's don't go that. You know, some people will ask me controversial things in the middle of a specific program, and that's when I say no. Because I don't want to get off on some controversy in the middle of a program and take the emphasis off of that particular subject.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like today, I'm talking about being Jesus Christ being crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm trying to show people that living for this world is as empty as a gourd. And that everything you acquire, every treasure, is just a temporary treasure, and it'll be gone just like a snap of the finger. And with our world economy in the mess it's in, America is not going to stand economically much longer. You hear warnings all the time that the economy of America is going to fall. Well, it's going to fall. And people who have lived for the treasures of this world will suddenly find themselves with nothing. Their faith gone and their treasures gone. And what will they do? Well, hopefully they'll turn to Christ. But it's a shame not to. My treasures are up there. Nobody can touch my treasures. 64 years now in March, I've been living for Christ, and I've been living a totally abandoned life. I'll be 17 days actually. I'll be 80 on the 19th of this month. 80 years old. And I've been saved since I was 16. That'll be 64 years in March when I got saved. And my treasures are over there. And you know, I've got a beautiful home. I built it with my own hands. It's mighty beautiful. We paid about a third of its value because I built it over a 10, 12 year period. And that's all we got. But that's all we need. We don't get a salary. My wife and I, we haven't been able to afford that here at our ministry for some years because of these things like this I do, and the home for children in Haiti and other things that we do. And so I'm living for eternity. And when I get there, brother, am I going to have a great time.
Do you teach when we're saved that you have eternal life?
The moment you're saved, you have eternal life, and you can lose it. You can give it up because you can go back. But you can only go back because you choose to go back. The Lord is never going to forsake you.
God gives you eternal life and he don't take it away.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? God bless your heart, my friend. I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. I just wanted to call and say how grateful I am to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's been so good to me. The more I live, the more I love him. I tell you what.
Hallelujah.
You can just have this world. God is so good, and people should be so grateful for the Lord Jesus.
People who don't know what it is to have this joy you and I have, they really don't understand how empty what they've got really is. It's really empty. You know, they do their best to enjoy it. And people who go to the pleasures of the world, when they get through with one pleasure, they've got to figure out the next one. And then the next one. And it's always a constant effort to figure out something to do that they enjoy. And I'm enjoying my life every day. And I have family members that get so bugged at me because I won't retire and because I won't just live for the things of this world. And they don't understand what they're saying. I try to tell them, but I don't get nowhere. Because once you are entrenched with the world and you get all entangled with it, it's almost impossible to get out. Only the Holy Spirit can help you out.
Amen. I tell you what. As far as the longer I live, the more I like wholesomeness. I just
you love wholesomeness. Isn't that a good word? Wholesomeness. I like that too.
I like sitting around a campfire and just enjoying life like that. I don't need all this excess stuff. I mean, it's just baggage.
And you work for it, and you have to watch that somebody don't steal it, and you have to get identity identity protection today. They'll steal your bank account. They'll steal everything you got. And a lot of people worry about who's going to know what about me. And see, I live so simple. I don't care what people know about me. There's not one thing I need to hide. People have tried their best. They've searched my records, my IRS records. They've searched my bank records. People have searched everything about me, and they can't find a thing because I just belong to Jesus, and I've been belonging to him 64 years. And so what is there to find? If you go back past when I was 16 years old, there's some things that you might could find back there. No, you probably couldn't because everybody was part of it that would be a witness to them is probably dead. So it's wonderful to live like this.
Amen. I tell you what, it's that joy. I mean, there's happiness is defined by things, but that deep joy.
You're right, brother. I'm listening to you while I'm trying to find my way here to the email. I got questions here. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. You have a good day.
You walk with Jesus now. Don't ever turn around, because I don't think you're going to. I'm listening to you and tell, brother, when you're really saved like you're saved, there ain't no way to turn around. Here's a question. Thank you now, and God bless your sweetheart. Now, where was he? All right, there you go. All right, what will happen to the people who live through the millennium? Will they ever receive a glorified body? If not, will they live forever in a natural body? No. At the end of Revelation, you can see it in chapter 20, where the last people that are saved enter into the glory of the Lord. And anybody living through the millennium will either be natural or they'll be spiritual, and they'll have a chance all along to decide. Anybody living in the millennium can decide to serve Jesus any day they want to. So, yes, they will get a glorified body. I don't know exactly when. I just know they will. I mean, it really don't matter. Everything in the, I mean, the Bible can't contain everything. It's not possible. The Bible says if everything about Jesus had been written down, even the world could not contain the book about him. It would be too, oh man, we don't know it all. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Isn't that beautiful? All right, here's another. Why do you think Jesus has been hated so much in the last 3 or 4 years? more than ever, even the persecution of Christians have become great in the world, and nothing is being said or done. But offend a Muslim, and it will make news. Your opinion. Boy, is that not a good question. If you offend a Muslim, they'll put you in jail. I mean, it is coming in America like you can't say a word because you don't agree with the Muslim religion. Well, I'm going to just keep saying it's a religion of the devil. The Sharia law is nothing but the laws of Satan. That's all it is. It's devil stuff. It's demonic. It's evil to the core. Muslims are just deceived. I hate it for them. Oh, they're good Arab Christians who love the Lord, and thank God for them. Thank God for them. But the Muslim religion and the Muslim people have never lived in peace with no other culture on the face of this earth. If we allow their culture to develop in America, they will continue until they control everything. That's their goal. If you don't understand that, you need to get your head out of the sand, friend, because you are being dumb. That's all I know to say. I don't know anything else to say. So Jesus has been hated because he's the light of the world, because he's the truth. Because if you're in darkness, you hate the light. Jesus said that. If you live in darkness, you hate the light. He represents light, and the world represents darkness. So if you live in darkness, you hate the light. You hate the Christian who represents the light. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. I don't know how to describe it other than it's two different worlds, the world of Satan and the world of God. And if you're part of the world of Satan, you hate the Christian. Now, the Christian doesn't hate the people in the world of Satan. We love them. We try to win them. We try to lead them. But they don't try to lead us. They want to destroy us. Isn't that amazing? You can always know error because error hates truth. You can always know error. That man that's been calling, we've got his number now, and we're doing our best to keep him from calling. But you see, you got to understand that the world of darkness hates the light. That's normal. If you were in darkness, you would hate the light because the light exposes your darkness. It makes you guilty. It makes you feel conscientious. It makes you disturbed. It troubles you. I mean, if you're living in darkness, you're troubled by the light. And I think that's the best reason that I could give in answer to that man's good question. Very good, sir. Very good. My computer is new, and you are streaming great sound and video. That's right. Many people do have an older computer, or they're connected to an insufficient connection in their community. And because of that, they tend to not get it all. It'll come partially, then it's got to build up and come again, and that's never our fault, as far as I know, okay? I'm not trying to be smart aleck here, but that's the best I know. So this man's computer is brand new, and he's getting everything. All right, one more question here on the end. Hey, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I think a while ago when I messed up, I hit the wrong button, and it was my fault, okay? I think it was my fault, and I want to make sure I take the credit for my mistakes and not try to put them on somebody else. I hope you respect that, but well, here's a big old long one, and I can't answer all of this. Is in Durham general room. Oh, this is something about my sister in the hospital. I got a sister with pneumonia in the hospital, and this is about that, and I didn't know until I start reading, okay? Sorry for that. Hey, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I want your question. I want some more people shouting because you're ready to be part of crowning him King of Kings. This program ought to be full of shouts. I'm telling you, this program ought to be full of shouts. We've got plenty to shout about. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chamber, I got a question about the millennial reign.
Okay.
Okay, I was told the other day that the people that will be saved during the millennial will not be saved the way you and I were saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, but it will go back to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant.
That's totally false, brother.
That's what I thought.
Even the Old Testament people were saved by the blood. They had to offer sacrifices that were that prefigured in the sacrifice the time of Jesus offering his blood on the cross. And those people in the Old Testament had to go to Upper Sheol and stay there until Jesus was crucified on the cross. And then they were delivered out of there. There is no salvation from eternity to eternity but by the blood of Jesus.
So I asked them, I said, well, why is that? And they said, well, if Jesus would have to die the second time, and I'm saying to myself, this isn't right.
Well, my Bible says that he shed his blood one time in all eternity, and he doesn't need to do it again. And anybody saved is saved by the blood. How many times, read the book of Revelation, and how many times do you see the blood? And people who are saved by the blood. Everybody that's ever been saved and ever will be saved. Even Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden couldn't come out from behind their hiding place until God the Father offered a sacrifice for them. And that sacrifice prefigured in the very offering the time when Jesus would die on the cross.
Yeah, you know, this is just another one of those crazy doctrines trying to, you know, belittle Jesus Christ. And I didn't believe it, but I wanted to call you, see what you thought.
Well, people tend to want to interpret the Bible themselves. And the Bible said there's no such thing as private interpretation.
Well, had you ever heard of such a thing as that?
I've heard things like that. I don't remember right offhand. But all through my life, I've heard so many false doctrines. And this idea that I mentioned earlier, that people deny that Jesus is the proper name and we have to call him Yeshua. That's about as damnable as anything I've ever heard. And I asked a woman about it, and she got angry with me and began to tell me that that name was not the name of Jesus. And she come against that name. And you know what the Holy Ghost gave me? I said, now, wait a minute, lady. I've seen demons cast out in the name of Jesus. I've seen gorgeous leave women's neck in the name of Jesus. I've seen cancer disappear from people's life in the name of Jesus. You can't tell me that name isn't mighty. That name is mighty to save and mighty to heal.
Greatest name ever been.
And the only name, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. That's the only scripture that man needs to hear, is every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and by his blood alone. And you read in the book of Revelation, this great ending chapter now, ending book of the Bible, and Jesus is called the Lamb of God over and over and over again. I mean, Lamb of God, over and over and over again, because it is the only name whereby redemption is offered.
Yes, sir, that's true.
Well, God bless you.
Yes, sir, have a good new year.
I promise you, on the air, may I help you, please. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, are you there? Well, somebody told me somebody was there, but I can't find them. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? All right. They'll get in here to me, ladies, as soon as you can. Oh, here we are. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, my friend, and everybody out there. Happy New Year. Man, I'm excited about the new year.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a new Christian, and what I wanted to ask, like, the whole Arab nation, can you explain how did that come from? Somebody said they come from the descendants of Ishmael.
What is that, America you're talking about?
No, the Arab nation.
The Arab nation comes from either Ishmael or Esau. Esau and Ishmael are the two names that are behind the whole Arab conglomerate of nations. Ishmael or Esau. Esau, of course, sold his birthright to Jacob for Mesopotamia, you remember, and literally tried his best to get it back and could not. And that's what the whole Arab fight is over. It's a fight over the Abrahamic promises. That's the fight between Jews and the Arabs, is the Abrahamic promise. That's why they claim Jerusalem. They have got to take Jerusalem. They got to remove every Jew from the face of the earth because they want the promises of Abraham, and those promises belong to the Jews, and there's no way they can get them. It's just a fight that is a helpless fight that will end in disaster.
So it all stems back from that?
It all stems back from that. The whole, you see, the Bible is his story. The Bible is history. The Bible is history. This world's history is in most cases flawed to a dark nothingness. The Bible is the history of 6,000 years of human existence, and it will be the final word, and it's soon to be answered.
Right, yeah. Yes, well, thank you very much. Yes.
Oh, I'm delighted, and God bless your heart. Took me a minute to find you there, and I'm sorry for that. God bless you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I go to cut phones off sometime, and I think I cut them on instead of off, so you have to forgive me. I mean, I have a lot to do here, and I love every bit of it, and you're special to me. Now, I want to go to prayer. Father, this is the new year of 2016. I don't know who's going to win anything in this electional fight that we see going on. It's like a war. But I pray that the right person will somehow emerge and somehow gain the upper hand, and politically somehow give us somebody that will help us, Father. If we got time, and maybe we don't have time, and maybe the Lord Jesus is going to come before November, that's okay with me. But if there is time, and there will be, if there is going to be an election on November for America, grant us somebody that cares about the common man. Somebody cares about the culture of America. Somebody cares about Judeo-Christian values. I pray for that, Father, and I pray you will bring judgment and the end upon those who would destroy us and those who would tear down the culture of righteousness. Father, bring them to the judgment. Let them face your hand of wrath. I'm claiming that, Father. Let your will be done, not my will, and save the unsaved all over the face of this globe. Save the unsaved all over the face of this globe. I claim that, my Father. Great is thy mercy. Great is thy love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, let me tell you now, we have a prayer line 24/7. That means anytime, day or night, you can call our number, 704-391-0588, and dial 1. Once you get the voicemail, just dial 1, just a 1. That's all you got to dial, and it'll take you right to a prayer line where I'll pray with you and help you have a miracle in your life. Now, I'm going to devote myself to that prayer line so that I can help people all over the nation. If you call during office hours, the secretary will put you on the prayer line. The secretary will put you on the prayer line. If you call during the radio program, we'll just have to ask you to call back after 2 o'clock, okay? After really about 2:30, because we answer the phones during the radio program. So other than that, 24/7, you call for our prayer line, and I promise you, you'll hear a Holy Ghost anointed prayer that just gets right down in the altar with you and helps you pray through. That's all I'm after, helping you pray through. I want you to have your miracle. I want you to be healed. I believe I'm going to see more wonders and healings this year than I've ever seen in my life. I really do. I'm going to see more wonders and healings this year. I'm going to believe all over my radio audience and the internet audience to see incredible miracles of healing. You need a miracle of healing. I'm in the office most days. If I'm not here, I will call back when I come, and I will personally pray with you for the miracle. I can remember calling a minister in Florida, and one night about 10 o'clock, the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to call him. He was suffering intently, and God healed him immediately. I remember a dear lady, a lady minister down in Alabama, and she was in great distress of physical problem. She called, and I said, let's go to God, and God gave her a perfect miracle. I've seen many of them, but I want to see more than ever. I would like to see more miracles this year than I've saw in all my other 57 years put together. How about that? Would you pray with me for that? And you need a miracle. I'm here to tell you, God is the miracle working God. No doubt about it. He cares about you. Now, I have a little time here. I'll be preaching a message in the morning that I think will be a blessing to you. So why don't you come tomorrow to Paw Creek right here at 5110 Tuckasegee Road. 5110 Tuckasegee Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. I promise you, beginning at 10 minutes to 11, we'll worship and sing and praise him, and I'll preach this glorious gospel, and you can have a miracle. You can have a miracle. We're always ready to pray for the sick. We're always ready to anoint them in prayer. We're ready to always send a prayer cloth anointed and send it out to people who have a need. We do care about you. We're here for that reason. I don't just preach the gospel. I believe the gospel, and God will give you a miracle. Now, call us. We got time, 7 minutes, for some calls and some questions about crowning Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Crowning Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The lines are empty. I want to hear from you. Let me see. I see a question here. Let me get you to call, though, while I'm answering this internet question, this email question, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-3-1-3-3. Let me get it right, 1-800-338-7884. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And here we have a question. Dr. Chambers, what does the term E-L mean in English? E-L, that means God. That means God, that's simply. E-L means God in English. And what does it say in the Encyclopedia Britannica about the term? Have you ever researched it? No, I haven't, but I will. El Shaddai means God, God that meets all of your needs, a God of supernatural power. You know, you got different terms of El many times in the Bible, and it means God. It means God. Isn't it wonderful to know the God of the Bible? Isn't it wonderful to know the God of the Scripture? Hey, grab a phone, 1-800. Hey, the lines are open. You can get a call. Hey, I haven't told anybody about the gift today. I'm giving you this booklet on It's Almost Time to Crown Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's my booklet, freely given to everybody today. And you need this. I'm sorry I haven't already mentioned it. I'm sorry. You need this booklet. It's Almost Time to Crown Jesus King of Kings, King of this world. You need to call quickly. The ladies will help you and take care of it. The lines are open, and they'll stay here as long as necessary. If the phone is ringing, they'll stay here to answer, okay? Then after we're gone, you can put it on email. Yes, on email, and we'll still give you your request. That's how much we care. We're here for you. We're here for your benefit. Anybody else want to ask the question about crowning Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you want to be there? Are you committed to being there? Are you in love with the world? The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Did you hear that? Oh, that's the plain word of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I could care less about this world. Every day I like it less. Every day I'm wanting to leave here, but I don't want to leave till I get you ready, till I help you, till I minister to the ends of this earth as long and as often as I can. Because the coming of the Lord is at the door. I said the coming of the Lord is at the door. Now in just a moment, I'm going to go back to that beautiful song. I love it. Saved. I love that song. It is really one beautiful song, but I'll come back to it and we'll rejoice in it together. And if you're not saved, why don't you get on your knees while the singing is in process and just get right there before God and give him your life. Here's another question here. So I've got something to talk to you about. I wish my eyes was better. While our family was together for Christmas, they got into a heated discussion on the flat earth theory that is being taught on your tube. Flat earth theory being taught on the tube. I've never seen that. Several pastors are preaching and teaching on this. Just wondering if you have any thought on the subject. Thanks. That's Bev. Flat earth theory. Am I reading that right? Flat earth theory. This earth is not flat. This earth is round. Yeah, I got some thoughts on it. It sounds insane to me. I mean, where were they at when the world got, when the Bible, do they ever read the scripture? Oh, I'm amazed at all of that. I really am. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I was just listening to your program, and I was wondering about some of the future possibilities as far as Christianity. And
let me tell you what the possibility is, and you can find it in the book of Matthew 24 and 15. I love it. I love it. People worry about what's going to happen, what's going to take place. You know, I didn't get to all those scriptures I meant to read. But 24:15 is a wonderful scripture to tell us exactly what's going to happen as far as Christianity. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The last thing that's going to happen is this gospel is going to keep on being preached.
And I believe in that too. But I was just wondering also for like a reemergence of the faith prosperity movement.
I don't think they're going to reemerge. I don't think they have time. I think the real gospel is fixing to emerge. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival.
Basically, you think truth is going to prevail then?
Oh, truth is going to prevail, brother. I don't think it. I know it.
Amen. I believe it too.
Truth is going to prevail. You just hang on, brother. It's coming. Hallelujah. It's going to be wonderful. The closer we get to the end, the greater is going to be the goodness and mercies of God. Man, I wish time wouldn't go away. God bless you, sir.
I appreciate your ministry.
Oh, I love you. I love you much. And bless your heart. Let me get some music going here. I want you to hear something that sounds good. I do. Hey, I'm saved by grace. How about you? I'm saved by grace. Hey, love to have you in church tomorrow. Need your contributions to keep this program going. You are important to me. You are very important to me. Don't let nothing stop you. Hallelujah. The King is coming and we are leaving. I said the King is coming. And we are...
I've been saved by the wonderful, wonderful grace of God.